Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back with GSU ENI Radio, broadcasting live for Demo Day with the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund out here at Georgia State Stadium. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. David Cummings. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, David, have you had a chance to kind of see some of the entrepreneurs, some of the pitches going on today?
Yeah, I just saw almost 10 different pitches. They did an excellent job. Very, very impressive group of entrepreneurs here.
Now, in your background is in the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem. A lot of your work has been around tech companies. At GSU ENI, some of the companies are, you know, not tech companies. How have you seen the role of GSU ENI in the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem?
Well, the tech companies, you know, nowadays everything has a tech component, whether it was the mentoring company that we just saw or the company about content and branding. You know, really nowadays everything is a tech company, which gets me excited, right? Because
right.
I love technology and I love seeing entrepreneurs invent the future.
So now, how about the fact that GSU focuses on a kind of a diverse student/alumni, which is a little different than some of the other players in the Atlanta entrepreneurial scene?
I think it's great. I think diversity and inclusion is an important part, and I think our community has the opportunity to lead in that regard. So what Georgia State's doing here, I think, is tremendous.
So now let's talk about your work with Atlanta Ventures. How are you serving folks?
Well, with Atlanta Ventures, we partner with some of the earliest stage entrepreneurs. We start at idea creation. We start at even the earliest of the revenue phase. And so it's a blast, right? We partner with entrepreneurs and we help do our part to help them realize their dreams.
Now, are you doing this as an entrepreneur yourself? Is this part of Atlanta Tech Village or is this separate?
So this is a sister company of the Atlanta Tech Village. So separate businesses, separate teams. But we collaborate a lot, we work together, we share ideas, and then there's an overlap from the personnel side as well.
Now, are these entrepreneurs, are they accessing your education and your mentoring through Tech Village, or is this online? Like, how does someone kind of connect with that?
So all of the above, online as well as Tech Village. So one of the companies that we've helped incubate at Atlanta Ventures here, call it 18 months ago, we're building the next generation robotic lawnmowers. So think of all the grass out there.
Right, the Roomba for my front lawn.
Like a Roomba for your lawn. And so what we've identified is that there's a real opportunity on the commercial landscaping side, right? We're at near an all-time low on the unemployment side. It's really hard to find people that want to do certain types of jobs. And so using the latest in GPS technology, computer vision, using the latest in real-time kinematics, imagine a kit that you take your off-the-shelf commercial mower, your general landscaper's mower, you put our kit on it, and then with the kit, it becomes self-driving. So the way it works is that you manually mow the perimeter of the athletic field or the golf course or the park or the large backyard. So you mow the perimeter in learning mode, and then once you've completed that geofence, you hit the play button, and the system auto-stripes the grass with no human on the large riding lawnmower.
Wow, that's amazing. So is that an idea or is that actually in the wild right now?
It's live in the wild right now. We have paying customers. We just raised our second seed round for the business. One of the customers, I can't use their name, but they're the largest landscaper in the United States. And so really the major emphasis right now is to make them as successful as possible so that they roll it out to more and more of their crews that they send out to the field.
So now for you, is the fun still in that taking the idea and letting it bubble up and seeing, hey, I got some traction and letting it go, or is it in the exit?
Well, the fun is definitely in the journey. Coming up with an idea, recruiting great people, finding investors that believe in the vision, and then the execution side, one of the hardest parts of it all. And so really getting that whole bundle of things to really make an idea work is just tremendous fun.
So when you're involved in a venture like that, are you more from the mentoring side, or are you the one calling up some of these landscaping companies to see if they'll bite on being a beta tester?
All the above. On the ideation side, on the recruiting of team members side, as we all know, it's all about the people at the end of the day. And then really helping refine the vision, and then introductions to investors, right? So just because you have a vision and an idea that you think is good, it's still really hard to raise money, especially with something that is a little edgier, like robotics and large machines outdoors. You know, there's a lot of
running themselves
that are, you know, a $10,000 commercial mower that's going 8 miles an hour with a 48-inch blade and no human on it.
Right.
There's a lot of considerations at play here.
So now, any advice for the entrepreneurs that are here today that are presenting, and you know, some of them are going to win and they're going to leave wagging their tail and think that they've accomplished something big. Some of them aren't. Any advice for them on their journey?
The most important thing the entrepreneur can do is stay close to the customer, right? So as the business starts to take off and scale, it's easy for an entrepreneur to abdicate that conversation, that face-to-face, that one-on-one with the customer. And so the most important thing they can do is to figure out how to scale that. So staying close to the customer is one of the most important things that becomes problematic the larger the organization.
Now, is that a trap that entrepreneurs fall into, is they think that they know the customer at some point? They think they have all the information they need?
It is. And there's the old-fashioned telephone game. So I whisper into your ear two sentences. You say that same thing to the next 20 people. And then when I hear that 20th person whisper it back to me, it's dramatically different than that first saying to the starting person. And the same thing happens in the real world. Everybody interprets things their own way. And so for entrepreneurs, they need to figure out how to systematically spend time with the customer. And again, the challenge is as the organization grows, it becomes more difficult.
Now, how important in your eyes is this Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund that's targeting this kind of underserved entrepreneur group?
I think it's incredibly important. You know, from a business point of view, there's so many different opportunities to help people create solutions, provide different, you know, products and opportunities in the market. And so I think what Georgia State is doing here with the Entrepreneurship and the Innovation Institute, specifically around this seed fund, has been a real gap in the market for a long time. So as an entrepreneur who sees gaps in the market and wants to fill them with solutions, I think what Georgia State's doing is exactly that from an education and from an opportunity point of view.
So now, how can some Atlanta, maybe enterprise-level companies or Atlanta incubators or things, a part of the entrepreneurial ecosystem, kind of help and foster and nurture those kind of budding entrepreneurs that are coming from these underserved markets?
One of the best things that we can do is exactly what many of us are doing here today, which is advising and mentoring and helping the entrepreneurs, right? So from a community point of view, it's challenging, whether it's opening doors for introductions for potential customers, whether it's making referrals for potential employees. But the best thing that we can do as a community is really roll up our sleeves and be helpful. Find ways to help an entrepreneur.
Now, do you see anything when you're hearing these pitches that are dramatically different from the pitches you've heard from maybe more seasoned entrepreneurs? Or do you think that they're on the right track, the people that are coming out of this pitch?
The pitches that I heard this afternoon were extremely well done. They were refined. They had a number of the most important topics. Who's the customer? What's the business model? What's the addressable market? How you're taking the product to market? So they were extremely well coached. They were tons of practice. And frankly, they did a great job. So no difference from what I see.
So now, any advice for the GSU ENI folks in order to create the community that maybe you've created at Tech Village to help them kind of stay on this path, to help this group of people, these underserved, maybe first-generation students that are going through college?
One of the best things that we did at the start of the Tech Village was bring in entrepreneurs that were all in on their business. And so what I mean by all in on the business, it's really hard because, you know, oftentimes your startup doesn't pay the bills. And so how can you find that ability to commit yourself to it fully when you still got to keep the lights on? And so at the Tech Village, we worked really hard to bring in an early group of entrepreneurs that were going to do whatever it takes to be full-time on their startup. And that includes things like driving Uber on nights and weekends so that you can be a full-time entrepreneur during normal business hours. And so I would really encourage Georgia State to figure out how to create an atmosphere and an environment of full-time entrepreneurs, knowing that it's going to create, you know, it's very difficult and you're going to have to find ways to help keep the lights on, like driving Uber or other odd jobs while being a full-time entrepreneur. Tremendously difficult. It can be done. And the Tech Village, we really got off to a fast start because we had so many full-time entrepreneurs move in that first week we were open.
And the challenge is even greater, I would think, in this environment where a lot of these people are first-generation college students, where they don't have maybe the safety net of parents that can really financially support them. And they're going, in their mind, all in. They're putting all their chips on the table for their idea.
Yeah, and so that's where the, you know, nowadays it's a little bit different that we have more opportunities for independent contractors. We have more opportunities for working from home, more opportunities for some of these on-demand jobs, not necessarily the best jobs, but they do pay something and they do have more flexible hours. And so I would encourage entrepreneurs to figure out how to go all in on their ideas while still keeping the lights on, which, you know, unfortunately means it's more long hours.
Right.
Right. So you're working 50 hours a week on your idea and you're working another 30 hours a week
on your side hustle,
right. Or your independent contractor right. gigs or your on-demand gigs. And so it's a very, very, you know, tough row to hoe, but some of the entrepreneurs have done it and we've seen them pull it off in a successful manner.
Right. And then these kind of ecosystems can really help them kind of maybe shortcut some steps or maybe make less mistakes to accelerate their growth so they don't have maybe as much startup pain.
That's right. Not reinventing the wheel, having mentors and advisors that help make introductions both to employees, potential investors, potential customers. And so this idea that it really takes a village, it really takes a community to grow a startup. I think Atlanta has a number of people who are very motivated to help others. They have that can-do attitude. And so I think as a community, we have a great number of people that want to help. And so it's a matter of helping pair those people that want to help with entrepreneurs that want their help.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your time here at this event. It's very important. And you're role modeling the behavior of entrepreneurs who have exited and decided to give back to the community and really help develop and be a catalyst to help this Atlanta startup and entrepreneurial ecosystem really thrive. So we appreciate you and your work here in town.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And to all the entrepreneurs out there, you got this.
And then if they want to connect with you at Atlanta Ventures, what's the best?
Yeah, hit me up on LinkedIn or Twitter at David Cummings, all one word.
And then AtlantaVentures.com is the website?
That's right, exactly.
Good stuff. Well, David, thank you again.
Great, thanks for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll see you in a bit at GSU ENI Radio.